time for your daily dose of empowerment and encouragement from the Lord. The Daily Devotional with your host, Arif Bradley, starts now.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Daily Devotional. I am your host, Arif Bradley. You know, this morning I am particularly excited to share with you what God has given me for this morning's Daily Devotional. It comes from 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. I'll read them in your hearing. It says, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord," verse 2 says, "came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." So he went and did according to unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Oh, but wait. And it came to pass, after a while, that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. You know, I strive to be more evangelistic on this daily devotional platform, but I pray you would allow me just a few moments this morning just to break down some things in this powerful text that we can glean from the life and ministry that of Elijah. Elijah begins by speaking with Ahab, who is the king of the northern kingdom of Israel, who I should mention, chapter 16 in verse 31, it says, and talking about Ahab, he served Baal and worshiped him. Then when we come to verse 33 of chapter 16, the Bible says that Ahab did more to provoke God than all the kings that were before him. So when Elijah speaks to him in verse 1 of our chapter today, chapter 17, he makes clear to Ahab when he says, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand," making it clear that there is one more powerful than Ahab and even Baal, who is the source of Elijah's strength. Glory to God. Establishing that as he proceeds to prophesy or pray for a drought, it is the Lord who will perform it and not Elijah. You know, James 5 in the New Testament writes of Elijah saying, "He was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not. After 3 years and 6 months, he prayed again, and there was rain." So then in verse 3 of 1 Kings chapter 17, the Lord tells him to go and hide himself by the brook. I should note that Cherith means to cut off. So essentially, if we were to go over the story so far, Elijah says to King Ahab, "There will be no rain from now on until I say so," and then he bounced. Then the Lord would hide him from Ahab in a place that literally means to cut off. And you know, if that were the whole story, that would seem like pretty cruel means for God to treat one of his prophets. But verse 4 now gives us further detail that "I will send you," God says, "to a place that means cut off, where there is nothing. There are no resources. There's nothing for you there." But verse 4 tells us that while God is sending Elijah to this place of nothingness, God says, "I will provide." And I want to tell you this morning, if I stopped right there, if I closed the book, that would be enough to encourage somebody all by itself. That even when it seems like you've come to a Cherith point in your life, God will tell you, "I will provide for you." God tells him the provision would be that although he has prayed for a drought to happen, Elijah would drink from the brook, and God has commanded the ravens to feed him there. Oh, glory to God. Oh, but wait. Some prior knowledge tells me in Deuteronomy chapter 14, there is a list given of creatures that should not be eaten that includes the raven. And when we go to verse 19 of Deuteronomy chapter 14, it says, "Do not eat them." So you're telling me now that this raven that is deemed unclean, God will now use it to feed Elijah? That is God telling us He will use unclean and demonic things to bless us in our time of need. It lets us know that God will make an unclean thing clean enough to be the conduit in which he provides for us in our cherith. Glory to God. That place, which means cut off. So as Elijah did according to what the Lord said and went, the ravens fed him morning and evening, and he drank from the brook in the cutoff place. But after a while, the Bible says the brook dried up in verse 7. So Elijah, in essence, became subject to his own prayer in the praying for the drought. That goes to show us this morning that just because we're saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, that doesn't mean that we will always be spared from the issues that everyone else around us experiences. But the fact that Elijah was in the cutoff place and God provided, that subsequently means that if the provision that God provided has dried up, that God has got another plan to provide for Elijah. Why would God bring you to Cherith, provide for you in Cherith, and then cause the provision to dry up? I'm not going any further than verse 7 today, but let me just tell you, because there is a widow in Zarephath who needs your ministry, Elijah, and you can't stay here by the brook Cherith and God continuously provide and supply for you when someone else needs your ministry. Glory to God. And as you are obedient to go to Zarephath, Elijah, I will bless you with the provisions of some water and some meal. Oh, and while you are there, I will perform a miracle in your midst. Glory to God. You know, Elijah's story to this point indicates to us that since God is our total source, that when one place dries up, glory to God, it is not by happenstance, but by his divine will in order to move us to a different resource. The source is the person from which we obtain resources, a resource being something that can be used. In other words, it is solely through God, who is our source, where we can obtain resources, things that can be used to give us sustenance and other necessities. So when one place dries up, that just means that God, the source, is moving you to another place where he will provide another resource. You can't decide that because the first resource has dried up, you will just lay down and die. No, beloved, but you've got to listen for the voice of the source to lead you to where his next resource for you has been provided. Glory to God. Maybe you lost a job. I want to tell you this morning, God's got a plan. Maybe a relationship you had that seemed promising fell through the cracks. I want to tell you, God's got a plan. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. The God who will provide resources in a cutoff place is certainly willing and he is able to continue to do so when that place dries up. Glory to God. Don't you die by the brook that dried up, beloved, but hear the voice of God in your life telling you to move on, telling you to keep going, telling you he's got a plan in mind. For the same God that led you to Cherith and provided in that cutoff place for you, he will do so again in Zarephath. Glory to God. I pray you receive that word. Let's pray together. Dear God, help us to be as obedient as Elijah, to speak when you say speak, and to go when you say go, knowing that when you tell us to go, in our obedience to move, we will find everything that we need. Thank you for being our total source. Our jobs are not our source. Our inheritances are not our source. But you, oh God, are our total source. Glory to God. Help us to remember that it is the same God who fed us in Cherith, the cutoff place, that will take us to Zarephath and continually lead us onward as you did for Elijah. In Jesus' name we pray. So be it. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I pray this word this morning has blessed you. I certainly do. I pray it has blessed you. And if it has blessed you, I also pray that you would just take time to share it with someone else. You never know who might stand in need of this particular word on this morning. Remember, it is up to you to make it a great day. I look forward to talking to you and seeing you again on tomorrow morning. God bless you and God grant you his peace and his favor.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional with Arif Bradley. Prayerfully, you've been encouraged by something that was said. Please be sure to encourage your family and friends to subscribe for a daily dose of empowerment every day. If you've been encouraged by something you've heard, you're invited to go to arifgbradley.com to sow that the ministry may continue. Be sure to follow on all platforms, including Facebook at Arif Bradley, Instagram at Arif G. Bradley, on Twitter at Arif G. Bradley, and on YouTube at Arif G. Bradley.